And finally, Superorganism. It's a book by biologist E.O. Wilson. In case you haven't read it, it's about ant societies and how they cooperate, divide up labor to stay organized, and get things done. If you're thinking that would make a great band name, too late. There's already a band called Superorganism, and coincidentally, they embody some of the spirit of Wilson's book. The band is based all over the world, London, New York, Maine, Japan. They practice together when they can or on Skype. And yet, they take care of business.
And that it just been a prom. Oh, and that it just been a prom.
So I'm just down the hall from the World Studios in the Fraser Performance Studio with the band Superorganism. I'm going to just go around the circle quickly, and can you all introduce yourselves, starting the middle?
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Oreo. I sing and stuff.
Hey, I'm Bea, and I'm a backing vocalist and dancer.
I'm Ruby, and I do the same thing as Bea.
Hi, my name's Emily, and I do this.
Hey, I'm Toucan. I play drums and produce and mix.
Hey, I'm Sol. How you doing?
And I'm Harry, and I'm the guitarist.
Great to have you all. So let me just ask you, how do musicians in the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Japan decide we can be a band? How did it happen for all of you?
On the internet, I guess. We were just, it's not really like, we never really meant it to be like an international touring band. It's just like, hey, let's work on some cool stuff and see what happens. And then something happened, and then now we're here.
So you requested for this visit to us here at The World a bunch of crispy apples. And let's be clear, this is not for the craft service table because we don't usually cater for guests. We did bring you the apples. What is that all about?
We use it in the songs as like a sound effect, and for the acoustic session, we kind of literally bite into an apple, because why not?
So they have to be nice and crispy.
And what do you do for the electric sessions? You put a pickup on the apple?
Yeah, we should.
That's a good idea.
Is it just one of many found objects you use in your music?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we use lots of sounds, like, you know, sounds of the shower, like dripping water, and like, what else do we use?
Buckets of water. Yawns. Yeah.
Alarm clock sounds.
Rollers.
Yeah, rollers, shoes.
Yeah.
Birds.
What do you get from these found objects that you don't get from conventional instruments?
Great question. It's more like we, you know, make music about what we know and about our daily lives, and those sounds are, you know, what we wake up to every day, like at least when we were back in London, and like, you know, you hear people talking in the street and like birds chirping and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of made sense to incorporate all of that, and it makes sense because like a lot of our music is kind of chaotic and like insane, and then you have a little bit of these like organic sounds in there and bringing you back to reality. It's like a good combo, I feel like.
Well, let's stop using words. It's been great chatting with all of you, and actually hear what we do get from apples and other instruments. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
I know you think I'm a psychopath, a Democrat lurking in the dark. This sucks, I'm the Kmart soda jerk, served to trash, I kept the stash. Coca candy straight from Japan, hologram, and she was never as near. I think you know what I need to get by.
Something for your mind.
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 Something for your mind.
Mind.
Mind. Mind.
Mind.
Something for your mind.
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 Mind. Mind. Mind. Mind. Mind. Mind. Mind.
You can see a video of Superorganism at work in our studios, Apple acoustics and all. Seeing them eat apples as music is a strong visual, trust me. That's up on our Facebook page. Just search for The World. And that's where we leave things today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
I know you think I'm a sociopath. I love to pray. I'm a cliche. Make way. am in my Pepsi mood. Mama needs food. How about a barbecue? For us, the bourgeoisie, so carefree.